everyone. Welcome to another episode of Caught Between a Tie and High Heels, a transgender podcast journal where I share past experiences and new situations as I slowly step out of the closet to free myself from the tie and live my life completely in the high heels. I'm Jamie, your hostess and friendly neighborhood trans lesbian, and welcome to the podcast. All my beautiful listeners, it is the 5th, Tuesday, the 5th of December, 2023. It is just flying by, absolutely flying by. Welcome to the episode, and this is actually a landmark episode. With this episode, we are celebrating our 100th
Woo-hoo!
Episode. So this is actually our 100th. You help us to actually beat... We reached over 5,000 downloads, thanks to you all, last week. And you all have just been awesome. And now you're with us for our 100th episode. And with this, this will actually be the end of our fifth season that we have. We're going to call it a year. And we are going to take a little bit of a break to get into the holidays. And we will be back in January at some point, probably within the first or second or third week of January.
Sometime in January.
There is going to be some recovery time from the holidays, I think, a little bit. Don't you think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little?
Yep.
Yeah. So, with that being said, we're going to do something a little bit different. And Dee actually came up with this idea that she is going to interview me instead of me talking to other people and interviewing them, which I've done occasionally here. She thought it was be a good idea, and I agreed with her that she could interview me. So take it away, Dee.
Why, thank you, sweetie. Hello, lovely listeners. I wanted to ask you...
Yes.
...several... how shall we frame it? Fun questions before we get into the deeper questions.
Dumb questions?
Fun.
Oh,
questions.
Fun.
I apologize to all you listeners. I have been dealing with
chronic congestion.
Coughing and congestion. So I apologize ahead of time.
Just don't cough directly into the microphone
I'm not going to do that. I know. I promise. I'm so sorry. But we did feel that this would be a fun thing to do. So I wanted to just do some of the fun questions first.
There you go.
Okay.
So we're here. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Ask away.
I'm going to preface this by saying that your listeners may already know the answers to some of these, but it would be fun to rehash the 100th episode.
Do I know the answers to?
I would hope so.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to check.
Okay. Favorite color?
Purple.
Take a moment.
Purple. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Leopard print. No. That's not even a color.
No. It's not a color.
Denim.
Purple. Well, let's go with your first one.
It's purple. Yeah.
It's purple. Now, any shades of purple or just...
Any shade.
Any shade of purple.
Any shade.
You have a purple problem.
I do have a... I think I have a very healthy purple problem. If I surrounded myself with purple, I think I would be okay. The multiple shades of purple. I looked in my closet the other day. The more purple things that I
outnumbered everything else.
It did. I think so.
Oh my goodness.
I really do. I think so.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Okay. Favorite place you've ever visited?
Scotland.
Take a second again.
Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yes.
Got off the train at Waverley Station, looked around, and I'm like, holy crap, I have found the other part of my heart. You have the first part.
Aww.
And then Edinburgh has the second part.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. What is a place, if you could travel, not worrying about money, time frame, any other external factors... Mm-hmm. What is one new place you would like to go?
If money is no object.
Money is no object.
How long is the stay?
Doesn't matter.
I can stay as long as I want.
Yeah, I mean, you have to return, but yes.
Do I?
Mm.
If it's someplace I really want to be, do I really want to go back? In a new place. So this is somewhere that I have not been before.
Someplace you have not been before.
Oh, wow. Okay. Where would I want to go? Well, there's two places.
Okay, I'll accept that. First one.
Iceland.
Ooh.
I would very much like to go to Iceland.
Very nice. Excellent choice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The second choice, equally as important, would be Balun in order to go to the Lego house.
You also, in addition to a purple problem, you have a Lego problem.
I have a
passion.
Passion. Lego yes. passion.
Lego yes. passion.
Yes.
Yes.
And very if money was no object, I literally would buy out the store at the Lego house.
Yes, you would.
And I would ship it all home first class.
All the sets strapped in, oh, the airplane seats.
No idea. Nicely,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd buy an extra seat just to be able to have some of the sets.
Oh, my gosh.
You said money was no object.
Money is no object.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
So those are my play. Iceland and, oh, my God. Is it it's Denmark?
It's Bologna. Denmark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bologna, Denmark. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I would go.
Very nice.
Oh, and while we're in Bologna, we, of course, have to scooch on over to the Legoland.
Oh, absolutely.
Very important.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Favorite type of shoes?
Oh, man.
Now, this is a hard question because I know you also love shoes.
I am a shoe whore.
Just a little bit.
Self-proclaimed shoe and purse whore, I think. Would you agree with those statements? I've become a purse whore. I did not
no,
think
no, no,
that I was
but
a purse
you're...
whore, but I'm very particular about my purses.
I think over time, since we've been together, I've noticed a change.
Okay.
In
oh, I'm interested in this.
Yes, what? in your
my whoreness. what I'm a whore about?
No. A change in your preferences with purses.
Oh, do tell. How so?
No, I think during. You know, as you were beginning to transition and present, I feel like it was more of just like a figuring out what worked. Like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
That this could still be considered like unisex and just trying things out.
I was looking for the European tote bag.
Yeah. Yeah. You were.
That both a man and then, of course, I couldn't find anything. And what did I settle back to? A backpack.
Backpacks.
Yeah.
When we really need to get away from them, except for your Darth Vader one.
I love my Coach Darth Vader backpack.
Yes.
Yes. I still have, I will not part with my Darth Vader Coach.
I would, yes.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that transition, like, over the years.
Okay.
And that, first of all, I want to applaud you on your willingness to donate some of the bags that you realized.
It was hard.
Did not work for you.
There was a lot of shoulder bags. And when I say shoulder bags, like backpacks that go over one shoulder.
Yes.
Or there was a lot of backpacks. The one that I really had the hardest time with was my Vans. For those of you that are probably listening in a foreign country, if you don't know Vans, the shoes, they also, it's a shoe brand that I actually loved growing up. And I still love to this day. I think I own, what? 7 pairs of Vans now? 8 pairs of Vans?
Let's raise that up a little bit higher.
10?
Yeah.
Am I a 10, you think?
Yeah, I think you're probably like 15.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, I
well,
do think
I'm,
so.
I'm, if I'm at 15, then I'm right back to where I was in my teenage years. But anyway, they also had like sports gear, and they had a backpack. And one of the backpacks that they made, I loved because it had various, it was a collage of Marvel comic book covers. And I love that thing. And it was my D&D bag for the longest time and everything else. And I sold it. I got rid of it. So that was one of the hardest ones for me to get rid of.
Yes.
But yes, I've gotten rid of.
Yeah.
Probably 20 backpacks.
Yes, I would agree.
Shoulder bags. You know, ones that could be, you know, carried by anybody. And most of the colors are black. There wasn't any really colorful except for, like, you know, something that had a androgynous design to it. But,
yeah. But I think you had done that just, you know, exploring, learning what worked.
Well, I wanted to carry a purse.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, where's that line? I was trying to step once again in the gray because I had lived a lot of my life in the very black and white.
Yep.
It was either boy or girl. There was no, like, in-between androgyny. There wasn't anything like that. Nothing. It was one or the other. You don't mess around with any of the other stuff. And so with that, I was looking for that bag that hovered around that borderline of being in the gray that either a girl or a guy could carry.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them worked for me. I hated it most of the time because half of them don't have the right pockets that I wanted.
True.
I like the little compartments inside the purse.
Yes. If your purse could be like a cargo purse, you like cargo pants?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cargo pants are just one big pocket.
I know. Well, more pockets you have, the better.
Well, yeah. If my purse is like cargo pants, but in a bag form.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I agree with you.
Colorful.
It's got to be colorful.
Purple.
I love my color. I have only 3 purple purses. Thank you very little.
And they are all different shades of purple.
They are.
One
is darker. My Calvin Klein is lavender. What was the other one? Calvin Klein and there's another one. Oh my God.
I don't even remember.
Donna Karen. I think it's Donna Karen. That one is like a periwinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another plum one that is dark purple that I made. That was, it's a dark plum handmade leather bag that I made because I was so tired of all these other purses that didn't have the proper compartments. So I made my own purse.
Which is very impressive and very beautiful.
It is purple. Purple and red.
Yeah, absolutely. Leather.
It is leather, yes.
Yes.
With, it is cotton, duck material, canvas material on the inside. Mm-hmm. Because also one of the freaking things that I hate about purses is they put dark lining. It's a crevice.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to hunt for something and you can't see it because it's dark lining in a bag.
Yep.
Dumbasses.
Yes.
So my purse that I made with all my pockets and little compartments for everything is a beige, a very light beige. One would call maybe eggshell. Just shy of eggshell. you can see in it. So there you go.
Very nice.
The purse I made for you also had the same
material. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. And yours was blue and black. Or teal. I made yours teal.
You did.
Yep. Yep.
Favorite chick flick.
You know the answer to this. What's my favorite chick flick? You know it. Notting Hill.
Yeah, I would say. Okay.
What's my second favorite chick flick?
Oh, God.
I want to interview you now. What's my second favorite chick flick?
Oh, my God. So much pressure.
What the hell?
I know you do love Notting Hill.
Notting Hill, yes. I love that show. We have to watch it. I end up probably, I think, how many times do you think we watch that in a year?
Probably like twice a month.
No, we don't.
Some months you do. Like maybe like 20 to 24 times a year.
It's close. I think it's more like maybe 15 to 18 times.
Okay.
Yeah. It's and then, very possible.
Okay. Number 2, I say Pride and Prejudice.
But which one? This is very important. You know this.
The latest one.
Which is? Who's starring?
Keira Knightley.
Yes. And who's my
and
Mr. Darcy?
And Matthew McFadden.
Yes, I love mm-hmm. Matthew. Yeah.
Look at that. I knew that.
He's my Mr. Darcy. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. Mm. It's a great movie.
You do love that movie.
I tear up every single time.
Many times during that
movie. And then my third. You know my third. Maybe you know my third. I don't know. You don't like it because you don't. I think you may have watched it once or twice with me.
Oh, Return to Me?
Yeah.
Look at that.
You're so good.
Thank you.
Kudos for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, David Duchovny and uh-huh. my girl, Minnie Driver. I absolutely love her. Yep. I adore her.
Very nice.
I think she's a pretty awesome chick. All right, next question.
Okay.
Hit me. Come on. These are too easy. Give me
too
something.
Easy.
They're too easy. Yeah.
Okay. Dangly earrings or posts?
Dangly.
Okay.
Most of the time. There's a time and place when dangly does not work. And I'm learning that.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely. But I like dangly earrings.
Okay. You skipped over. You focused on your purse.
Oh.
Situation, but you skipped over shoes.
Oh, sorry. God, yes. My favorite
shoes. That is
shoes.
Okay.
Okay. Favorite shoes. I like heels. People are going to say, what the hell? Why would you like heels? But fuck that. You know, I feel very confident in the right heel. I feel very confident walking in heels. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I would agree. You walk. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you. Like, I mean, I know, like, I lived in them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Again, I'm very, very selective because of my foot size. I don't want to go walking out there like Bozo, you know, the clown in high heels. So right. I'm very selective as to where, what type, what style. There's a lot of, or a handful, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a lot of like 50s style shoes, heels that I truly adore. I own two pair. I own three pair of that style shoe that I truly love. And the heel, how high would it be? 3 inches?
I would say probably 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel extremely, I could walk in those things all day without a problem. So I love heels. Now your mom, on the other hand, your parents, they don't want me wearing heels.
They don't. For some reason, I don't. Probably.
Why do they not want me wearing heels?
I have no idea.
But they don't want me wearing heels, so I have to wear flats when I'm around them. So, but yeah.
Okay.
Those are my favorite type of shoe.
Okay. In the 5 years that you've done the podcast.
Yes.
What personal awareness have you come to realize?
Oh wow, we jumped straight into the deep ones.
Oh now. Yeah.
Wow. No warning, nothing.
No.
What have I come to realize in the five years
since you've done the podcast? What personally?
I got the hiccups all of a sudden. Well, there's a number of things.
Well, give me some of the most the ones that resonate the most.
Honestly, because of the podcast, because there are people that are out there, you all that are out there, my beautiful listeners, the ones that are downloading this on the regular, you helped give me the strength that there are people out there who are okay and support and are allies, you know, of what I'm doing, of not just me, but anybody in the, what I would think, anyone in the transgender community. And that, to me, gave me strength to move forward, to keep moving. Because when I started this, I was literally kind of like in lockdown taking care of my mom.
Yeah.
This was a venue in order for me to try and help others because I couldn't stand in the hiding anymore. I had already been on hormones probably, what, two or three years by that point?
Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
So, and I was looking for that outlet because I couldn't dress at home anymore because I had doctors and nurses and professional, you know, office professionals coming in, checking in on my mom. So it was like I couldn't really, I wasn't fully out, but I wanted to be out, and I had already taken a couple of steps to be out, and then I had to reel it back in because I was taking care of my mom, and I couldn't even dress at home. This was like my only safe space. We hadn't come out to like anybody, and I think the most poignant one, there have been many, many revelations that I've had over the course of doing this, but I think that was probably one of them. The one that stays with me the most.
Okay.
Is the strength that I've get, that the fact that there are people out there downloading. I love hearing from you. I've only heard from literally in 5 years a handful of people. But you're the fact that you all are downloading consistently, you know, again, I see the cities and states and the countries and cities and countries that are downloading. Whoever is in Perth, Australia, God, you're awesome. You download every single week. And it's Frankfurt, another one. Vielen Dank. I cannot thank you enough. It's like the regulars that, and again, all along in the United States, I mean, there's all the way from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast, Canada. I mean, the number of countries that I look at, that I looked at, that have downloaded some part, maybe not all, but some part of the podcast just amazes me. And it's like, you know, it allows me to be able to take those times when I have got clocked. Yeah. And I think I told you about this. It's like when I've gotten clocked, you know, I'm more pissed off that at that time I didn't have ways of fighting back. I had to take it on the chin. I had to just suck it up and drive on because I didn't have any ammunition to fight back. My ID, everything I had my male name. The only thing I was doing was dressing the way that I want to, the way that's truly representative of me. But every legal document that I had all had my male name. And you all helped me to even continue to get through all that. To be able to say, you know what, fuck this. It doesn't make any difference. There's people out here that are there. The support that I got from you all and the ones that I have come out to here locally have given me more strength and completely dwindled the amount of fear that I have and concern and worry to a much more manageable state. I mean, it was literally a skyscraper. And I'm trying to pick up the corner and it's just never going to happen. That fear just weighs down and it's unmovable until I started getting downloads.
Yeah.
So I would think that, just the sheer act of downloading and listening to me ramble on for as long as we've had. I mean, again, 100 episodes. So that means I've sat here and talked most of the time by myself. And just rambled on about different things. And people continue to download. And I cannot. It just means more to me than I can really express. So there you go. There's the most poignant thing.
Okay. What throughout your journey.
Mm-hmm. Thus what, far. Because I'm still thus on. Far, you know, we're still
thus
on.
Far. Yeah. We're a journey. And it lasts for a number.
Yes.
Of years.
Yes.
Any journey.
Yes.
What has surprised you most about yourself?
So far during my journey?
Yeah. What is one thing that
you're going to think that this is a cop out, but I still think about this now is the fact that I don't have to pretend anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like when I signed my name, it was so okay. Like today I had to use a check that had my dead name in it, on it. And I had to go to the bank. As you know, I went to the bank in order to be able to ask, can I still, even though my name has changed on my account, everything is switched over to now my legal name. My dead name is still on this check. I don't have any other checks and I need to pay this bill. Are these checks still able to be used? Yes, no problem. So the bank gave their blessing on it. I ordered new checks with my legal name now. So we got that all squared away. I go to sign the check.
Oh.
Guess what name I sign?
Your name.
Yeah.
Yep.
My legal name. Like, it was so... I have not signed my legal name that much. For 53 years, I have signed my dead name. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So the revelation that, like, I had to consciously make an effort in order to go back and sign my dead name signature one more time to go with this stupid-ass check. Yeah. So it's like, I guess the revelation... Is that what the one thing?
Yeah.
The one revelation that I've had with this is that I used to have to, when I was doing something, man, I wish I could be doing this in my, you know, my real name, the name that I want. I wish that I could be. Now I have to catch myself. I don't need to wish it anymore. I'm living it. I'm no longer living in the fantasy world that I created in my head of, man, wouldn't this be nice if, wouldn't this be nice if, you know, I'm still marveled that I have a dresser full of feminine clothes. There's not a male piece of clothing in my dresser now.
Yep.
That is, it used to be the other way around. It was filled to the max with boy clothes and hidden underneath, way back in the back of the bottom drawer, there was maybe my stash of a feminine, pair of underwear or whatever, hidden in the corner. I open up my drawer. There's my panties are all nice in a line, and my bras are all nice in a line. They've got their own drawer. I'm amazed. My hosiery, I've got a whole drawer for nothing but hosiery. I used to dream about that, and like, that wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, it is. It's really fucking nice. I don't have to worry about it. And again, if I get clocked, which no one has, which is really weird to me, that I haven't been clocked. But if I do, I've got a legal document. I've got legal ID that says I'm a veteran, that I'm a female, says my female name. I'm locked and loaded for bear. I've got a whole group of people that are yeah, supporting me. I'm like, damn. Yeah. So that I think is that I don't have to play the part anymore. I don't have to play that role that I had played for such a long time. And that's really weird. That's a weird feeling.
But it's a good feeling.
Oh, it's fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, you do a job for 40 some odd years. You don't, it's still, you feel like you've got to continue doing that job. But no, you know, you don't. There's no legal thing binding me to act like a boy anymore. There's no reason for me to pretend to be somebody else. And it's just, that's so weird. And then it makes me have to think, it's like, okay, well, is this me or is this how I used to be? And I've gotten so comfortable doing that. So I've had a lot of those types of things going through my head. Is this something that, you know, am I still playing that part, but I'm a female now? Like, I'm just, because I've lived comfortably, you know, I've learned to be comfortable in that role. Is this really me? Is this really something that goes with me? So yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah. What advice, pieces of advice, would you want your listeners to come away with?
Something that you told me. It's the most important two words in my entire life that I think that I've ever heard from someone. And you want to say them, or do you want me to say
them? You can say them.
Own it.
Yeah.
This is yours. This is your, you. When you held my hand and you stopped me at that door on that one girls' night out, you knew I was petrified, but this is something that I wanted to do. I've been dreaming about it forever, never, never, never. And you stopped me and you looked at me. And you told me to own it. That's what I would tell any trans male, trans female, non-binary, intersexed, anyone. Do not be ashamed of it. own it, enjoy it, live in it. I've got 53 years worth of living that I've got to catch up on because I finally, for the life of me, I own it. And it feels fucking amazing. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. And then you just, you know, when
it's not easy.
No, it's not easy because you're so programmed not to own it. You're programmed that you're supposed to be ashamed, that it's a taboo subject for you to be who you are. Fuck that. At least in my generation. Younger generations that are coming up, they don't give a shit about anything. I mean, it's just like, yeah, whatever. This is me, man. My generation, Gen X, we had to go through all the times that was like really, really taboo. They weren't coming at us, as fearful as they are right now. You know, like the bathroom things and all this other, Jesus Christ. I mean, they're just throwing everything. Any argument they can come up with. You know, it's morally irrehensible. You're an abomination. This goes against the, it says in the Bible that this is, any biological. Like, come on. Own it. Best piece of advice I could ever offer anyone is the one that you gave me. And I will keep till the day I die as probably the best. Because it was a page turner for me.
Yeah.
Own it. Make it yours because it is yours. This is what you wanted.
Absolutely.
You sat there and you told me, you go, look in this place. Look in the restaurant. And I looked around. I saw the pool tables in the back. I saw the people on the sides, eating and enjoying themselves, laughing. I saw the bar on the right-hand side. I can still smell that place. And you said, this is what you've wanted forever. Own it. Enjoy it. And I was like, I took a deep breath.
You did.
And I owned the rest of that fucking night. I didn't want it to end. We went in, we had dinner, we had a couple of drinks and when we had dinner. And I think that's probably the last time I actually had an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was like, 2019? But yeah. That was the last time. I went up to the bar. I handed them my mail. I am dressed to the nines. I'm dressed in a 50s style dress. I've got on my 50s heels that we were just talking about not too long ago. I've got bare legs. My makeup is done. My hair is done. And
looking
it's,
absolutely beautiful.
And it's now I was feeling beautiful. And I walked up to that bar and without hesitation, I showed them because they carded me. It was really sweet of them to card me. But they carded me and I showed them my mail ID. The bartender didn't even blink an eye, said, okay, and gave me my Jack and Coke. I loved it. The rest of the night, I didn't have a single fear, didn't have a worry, and I didn't want it to stop. I was upset that we just ended up going back and everybody dispersed after dinner. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, let's go out. Let's go do something else. Come on. So, yeah, I owned it. And
you did.
It was great.
You did.
So I can't thank you enough. But if any of my listeners take one thing away from any of this, it would be that. Own it.
Yeah.
You are awesome. You're beautiful. There's nothing, not a single damn thing wrong with you.
You're deserving.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And just make it yours. It's owning. It's beautiful. Make it beautiful. Make your life beautiful, just like you are. There's, Yeah. So there you go.
Well, thank you.
All right, we've got time for, we're going over, it's 34 minutes now, so one more question.
Or do you want that to be the last question?
I don't know, if you do you have another one? Or do you want to...
I kind of feel that that's...
The crescendo?
I think that's the... No, I just kind of feel like, as we're in December, moving into the new year...
We are.
Just... owning that new year.
Yule will be upon us before you know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very true.
Owning the new year for a lot of folks, holidays are very difficult.
Especially for those that are in a non-supportive living situation.
Yeah.
The holidays can be extremely difficult. Absolutely. Yeah.
And just for everyone to know that they are good, they are deserving.
Yes.
And that they are beautiful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when I say beautiful, be you to full.
Yes.
That's where that came from. We actually, right outside of our bathroom in our bedroom, we have BE-U-Y-O-U-to full. And then right below it, there's another sign. It says BE-U-Y-O-U-neek. So be beautiful, be unique.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I still try to do that. I feel like I fail a lot of times because I'm just treading water again a lot of times, I feel. But I try to do that. And every last one of you that are downloading, listening to this, ally, in the community, somewhere, you're all beautiful. You are my beautiful listeners, and you will always be that way. Absolutely. Yes. So, okay, fine. We'll stop it on that.
Okay.
Remember, today's lesson, everyone, own it. All right. So that's the end of our 100th episode. And it's also marks the end of our 5th season. I cannot, again, thank you all enough. I'm going to gush one more time because it really has meant the world to me that you all continue to download. I've still got my core 15 people every episode that I know that I can count on various places around the world, and it makes my heart happy. Every once in a while, somebody new in a different area pops in, and I love it. I think it's awesome, and it makes my heart happy. So thank you for listening to us ramble on and me rambling and everything, and I cannot thank you enough for the therapy, because that's exactly 5 years worth of therapy has been hugely beneficial. And again, I can't thank you enough. So thank you. We look forward to talking with you in the new year. And I hope you all have a blessed Yule, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Everyone be safe and know that you are not alone. Even if you physically are, we're still out here and we still are waiting for a huge hug for you. So I hope you all are safe, and we'll talk with you next year.
See you in the new year.
Toodles! If you enjoyed this episode, there are a few ways that you can help us to continue to make great content. In the description of this episode, there are links that will allow you to buy us a coffee, purchase some quality clothing and accessories, become a patron at patreon.com, or simply give us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can contact us from our website at tieinhighheels.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at tieinhighheels. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, toodles!